Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Hey, big dog, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. First of all, congratulations on your nomination for the Salute to Service Award. That's quite the honor. If I had a vote, I'd vote for you.
it's really a special award, special nomination. Happy about it, but you know, again, it all comes through the whole team. As you know, you got to do it all together. Ownership's got to be on board, and we do a lot of funding for a lot of different things, and you know, like the rehabilitation of the house, and we've put over $40,000 to that, came from the ownership. So it starts with the ownership. It's something we're passionate about, but my wife Amy and I are certainly very passionate about our military, and so it was a good surprise, and just happy for our community, because I want them to know that we know, and I think Tampa's a special place. I think we all get it in this community, but I want people to make sure that we remind ourselves every day how fortunate we are.
Yeah, and we see the good stuff, you know, but, you know, the good stuff never gets reported, though, Mark.
That's right.
It's when a guy stays out too late or gets in trouble, but, you know, the good stuff has to get reported, too. So congratulations as far as that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. Mark Dominic is our guest. Mark, I know the ultimate goal would be to still be playing like right about now, but overall, what was your assessment of the season for our listeners?
Well, I think you saw a lot of progress throughout the year. I thought we ended on a good high note, which I thought was important for our football team as well. I mean, you know, if sitting back and looking at the Atlanta Falcons and where they're at, knowing that we took them down to the wire here at home and we beat them at their place, we know that we're on our way to where we need to be. And I thought that last game, with the way we finished the game in terms of, you know, responding when they scored it with our offense to score and put a drive together and put a touchdown, and then our defense had to get on the field and stop them from driving down the field, and we stopped them with a four downs, and Mark Barron made a great play at the end of that game, and mm-hmm. we got the ball back on offense and went back down knocking on the door to go back in again. And I thought that was just important for our young football team and really just the direction we're going in. 7-9 is not where we want to be, but I do know that the direction's in the right one, and that's the most important thing.
Well, it went, you know, 7 is better than 4, so a lot better than 4. You had to be pleased with the play. You mentioned Mark Barron there, but, you know, either he or Doug Martin is also going to accompany, or Vincent Jackson is going to accompany Gerald McCoy to the Pro Bowl, as they are the first and second alternates. You had to be pleased with your draft picks and how they performed this year as rookies.
No, they did a really good job, and I think that's exciting when you sit there and think about all played 16 games. They all performed at high levels. I thought they all finished on a high. I thought Mark Barron was playing his best football at the end of the season as well. So that's really encouraging when you go through a 20-game season like they did, and that means they'll be ready for game 21 and 22 and 23 and hopefully 24 at some point. But I think that's really important, and there's still guys in that draft class that have a chance to help be a part of what we're building here. And then we've got another off season in front of us, already tackling that and starting to prepare for the draft already. And again, try to get the best 53 men out there for next year to be the best team we can be in 2013. And I'm encouraged and excited about it, obviously.
How much time did you give yourself after the season was over before you started working on the draft? I know you worked on the draft before the season was over.
Yeah.
There is no rest for the weary, but it's what you enjoy doing. So you probably didn't give yourself any downtime.
Very little. But the reality is, a lot of people wonder what happens after the football season's over. And I tell people it gets busier. I mean,
yeah.
As much as people don't believe that, it's hard to think that way. But it actually does, because you have so many decisions that are going to come down, and you've got to be pre-planned in advance. And at this time last year, we were talking about, can we get Vincent Jackson on this football team, and will he get free? Or same with Carl Nix. And so we spent a lot of time in the early preliminary stages, you know, thinking about what the contracts look like, the ability, the availability, the fit, mm-hmm. you know, for what, you know, certainly at this point we were interviewing coach right now, I think. But once we got the staff in place and just all the things that go into an off season, because it's so important, those are critical decisions, and they do define winning and losing. And this year was a big year for us in terms of the guys we did add. And again, I think what was good about our football team, Big Dog, was mm-hmm. the competitiveness of our football team. I know the New Orleans game was a hiccup and a blemish that you got is the reality of it. But at the same point, just about every game, we had opportunity. Now, we didn't finish every game, but we had opportunities. And that's a far cry, I thought, from where we were to where we're going to go. And I think that's important.
Well, and Schiano said that at the end of the year he will assess the entire operation, including himself. Will you help him with that, or do you leave him his own assessment to himself? And do you do your own and compare notes?
Well, we actually both do our own and get back together again. So we both go back and watch all 16 games, and we let each other do their work. And then, you know, he's got a way that he evaluates and talks with the coaching staff. I've got a way that I talk with our staff and do evaluations with the scouting staff side. And then he and I are in constant communication. I mean, we've been probably in the same office today, 6 hours of the entire day so far. We've probably been sitting in the same office talking about this football team and how we can get better and what we can do, not only from an evaluation standpoint, from a player standpoint. And so, you know, I'm going to get out to the East-West game tomorrow, the Shrine practices, but today's still a business day where we're trying to make sure that we're doing the right things to be so much better in 2013 and get back in that playoff hunt where we need to be.
Did it bother you at the end of the season? There were some comments made by a source who nobody identified as far as that's concerned, and John Lynch coming out and saying that he thought the training camp might have been too hard. You wonder if John wasn't talking to maybe that same source. What's your thoughts on that? And, you know, was when Schiano takes a step back, he said it includes me. Maybe he takes a foot off the pedal a little bit. I mean, is it an assessment that you have to make as well as maybe, you know, it works in college, but it doesn't work? And I don't mean that derogatorily.
No, I understand what you're saying.
But these are professional football players that sometimes – you got to treat them like men and let them be treated like men.
No, and I understand exactly what you're saying. I think the thing that is lost is that I think Coach Schiano and the way he handles the football team, he's attention to detail. I think we've talked about that ad nauseum, and people have made jokes about the pasta and the room temperature. He's also just as attentive to the strength of our football team in terms of, are they tired? Are they getting rest? You know, a lot of times, you know, unbeknownst to maybe the media who, you know, have to come off the field at a certain time when practice is closed, you know, he takes the pads off early. He's very aware of the football team. And I think that's why we showed up good in the Atlanta game for a team that we weren't tired. I mean, we played good that entire four quarters and didn't look like a lethargic team or a tired team. Now, we had drives and situations towards the end of the December that we want to not be in those spots. But at the end of the season, I thought we were playing – you know, in Atlanta, I thought we played this good, clean football game with a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm and played hard. And we just got to do that consistently because that's what this league's all about.
Yeah, I know I was in Las Vegas watching that game, and I said, what wall? What rookie wall?
Right.
You know, Doug Martin had a great game. Mark Barron had a great game. You know, and you wonder, you know, maybe, you know, it crossed my mind that maybe the coach had hit a rookie wall because he's not used to a 16, 17-week schedule either. He's used to a college schedule of 13 weeks as far as that's concerned.
It's a long – when you get at the beginning of training camp and you sit there and go, okay, the preseason starts in 2 weeks, and then you start it and you go, okay, we got 21 weeks until the postseason begins. It feels like forever, but then now you sit here today and you like to watch the football yesterday, but you're also sick to your stomach because you want to be in those positions where you're watching the teams play going, we got to get back there in Tampa. We've got to win a playoff game. Now it's been 10 seasons, but we got to make the playoffs first because it's been almost 5 seasons. So, you know, there's a lot of goals that we're setting, but the bottom line is – I think the improvement of the football team, the direction of the football team is really strong, and I'm really excited about not only our head coach as the leader of it, but the players that we're surrounding. And again, now we have 8 picks coming up in this year's draft with 2 extra fourth-rounders or an extra fourth-rounder, and see what we can do with this draft class as well as, you know, converting some money over from big paragraph 5 salaries with Vincent Jackson and Carl Nix to open up some cap room. So if we want to be active and available and free agent, we can do that. At the same point, we could start looking at our own roster as well.
You know, people, I was asking people, you know, my listeners, if you got any questions, and there's who are they taking in the draft? It's like, come on, don't be stupid.
I don't know you don't,
and nobody does. So, you know, you have identified, I'm sure, some areas where you think you have to go. Unfortunately, I think it's not very strong in that area either. So maybe free agency might be the way to go as far as that's concerned. But, you know, there's when you look at these teams and what they did this past weekend and the big boys entering the playoffs where the bye week guys put up a lot of points in this whole season, both teams put up a lot of points in this thing. Mm-hmm. How far do you think you're away? You know, realistically, how many pieces? 1, 2, just more consistency, better defensively?
Well, I think it was a good thing for us this season is everything was new for the entire football team.
Mm-hmm.
Offensively, defensively, special teams, the coaching staff, I mean everything, the strength and conditioning staff, the whole building was new, and I thought our players came in, now they've learned it, understood it. Our rookies went through a very difficult rookie training system that the next, you know, almost like a rite of passage for them, that they'll be able to pass that baton to the next class and make sure they go through it the right way so they produce at a high level. And it's going to be just a change that we've had here as an organization. And I think the things that are good are we're competitive, and we didn't finish off games the way I wanted us to, the way I'm sure the coaches and the players all wanted us to finish. When you sit back and think about certainly a 14-point lead against the Giants or a 14-point lead against the Saints or, you know, a couple of point lead against Washington, you know, where you had a chance to 11-point lead against Philadelphia, that's what was important about the Atlanta game to me, because there's a great offense, obviously, as we saw, that was able to put together a 30-second drive to win the game yesterday. And that was really important that we finished off that drive to kind of put the stamp on, we can do this. We just got to be better throughout the whole process. And it's on us as an organization to continue to bring in the best players we can, regardless of position, to help this football team get to another level so we can be back to those four teams. I said to Greg this morning, I said, look, if you'd have seen at the beginning of the season that, you know, New England, that Baltimore, that San Francisco and Atlanta would be in the postseason at this point, I don't think anybody would be surprised.
No.
They've become consistent football teams, and we've got to get there.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, I know you had to run, but I want to wrap it up with a couple, two more quick questions. I want our listeners, your thought process as to, you know, it's being reported that you're not going to offer Josh a contract extension this year. What's your thought process of him going into his final year of his deal, and how much, if Sully gets the job in Chicago, will that affect that decision, and how much will it affect Josh, in your opinion?
Well, I think there's a lot of things we did as an offense to become the Buccaneer offense last year, so it wasn't just Mike Sullivan and the New York Giants, in case he ends up being the Mike Sullivan and the Chicago Bears, but it'll be the Buccaneer offense that we started to run last year. And you saw that opened it up and started taking shots. It was different than what, you know, the Giants traditionally do. You know, with Josh, I think the main thing is that no one's in a hurry. I'm not in a hurry as an organization, as general manager of the football team. You know, Josh Freeman, I've talked to his representation. You know, Josh, no one's in a hurry to push anything through, because, you know, he wants to maximize his ability, and we want to make sure what everything's going on. So it's more of a comfort level. It's not there's nothing adversarial about it. It's actually all positive, and it's been good communication between everyone. And so I think the one thing you'd be encouraged of is here's Josh Freeman going into year two of our off-season program, our system, the way we do it now, and to continue to build chemistry with some of the players that are here, plus the guys we're going to add, and to build around what I think we're building here as an offense. That was what was exciting, Big Dog, was, you know, we're starting to score points. We're being that offense that's never been here before, and we feel like we can completely improve on that as well.
You even had the old-timers looking at that offense saying, I wish we had that. We might have four Super Bowls under our belt at that point. Well, Mark, I know you have to go. I appreciate your time, as always. We'll do this again, maybe get you in the studio and talk to the audience live and take some phone calls. But we appreciate your time. Congratulations on the nomination, and thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Big Dog, you bet. We'll get together, we'll talk to our fans, and we'll sit down and we'll talk about Buckball.
Sounds good to me. You got it. Thanks,
take
Mark.
Care.
There you go. Mark Dominick, your general manager of your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.